I'll always fight for, and I say fight because it is like a struggle, for the fact that we are all human beings. We're a part of something greater, much greater. We're very small, yet we're very large. But at the same time, we are the same, and we must somehow communicate and interact on equal basis. And this has always been a part of my work. The part that you see of me being African American, of course I would speak of those things because that's who I am. What else could I say or do? My parents, my mom and my dad, they were like right in it. We were talking Marcus Garvey, we're talking Du Bois and all of these people who they were, Richard Wright and people way before us, but they were in the middle of it. They understood the Great Migration. They were a part of the Great Migration, tales and all, and the vivid stories that my father, you know, who was a minister and also a foundryman, they would tell us stories about slavery. He lived to be 95, and his grandmother would tell him stories because she was a slave.
And some of those stories have gotten into your work.
Oh, yeah. And mixed, you know, feelings. But definitely something about teaching people, mm-hmm. you know, teaching those who view my work.
As a sculptor, you work in metal, cast bronze, steel, mm-hmm. stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned that your dad worked in a foundry. And one of the things I really wanted to know was, well, when you were a kid, did you go down with him and did you watch them pour metal and cast stuff at the foundry?
Well, you know, I can smell that on him all the time, that burnt smell, that, you know, the old cope and drag method where there's cores made. He was a core maker. And I could smell it. And then when I was like 15, 16, I would always drive him to work. See, and pick him up from work. So I began to sort of get into it. I would peek in and just look at the flames, the fires, and I feel that, you know, DNA goes a long way. Not only that, but social experiences, whether family or outside of the family, things just creep into your psyche, you know, as you grow up.
You've talked about how you can't help but express some of your life experience in your work. Mm-hmm. And the experience, the African-American experience, and you're certainly interested in talking about having people think about relations between people and gender and all kinds of stuff. So there is certainly a political content, heavy political content
in my work.
In
sure.
the work.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ever become a problem?
Well, only to those who make it a problem, only to those who take part in unacceptable activities, you know, like, you know, how people are treated, how young people are treated and how black people are treated and how we have power over or we assume power over certain groups of people, the part money plays in life. Yeah, it does make one a little uncomfortable because I'm not afraid to say it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if I never get a gig, you know. I will say what's on my mind. I'll create what's on my mind. I won't compromise, you know.
But that does that mean, though, that when it comes time to show the work, mm-hmm. you want a gallery to take a piece, you would like a museum to have a piece, you would like maybe some city to say, oh, yes, we'd like to have that piece
uh-huh.
out in the park.
Uh-huh.
That political content might be a problem.
Sure. And it's definitely a problem depending on who you are, depending on the messenger, you know. Because if you're thought of as a troublemaker or someone that's just pissed off, you know, or someone who, then it's a problem. But I'm looking at Leon Gottlieb's work, Shapiro, Marion Shapiro, and even Goya. We can go way back. These guys were troublemakers, you know. But they just rose. To fame. Their work is known all over the place, you know. A lot of the early black Renaissance, African American Renaissance painters, they were saying and doing the same thing. You don't hear too much about them. because another political something is in the way, you know, and it has to do with class and racism, you know. So we're really kind of messed up out here.
Is something that I found in, again in another interview, and I thought it was an interesting statement, and I wasn't exactly sure what it means, because I wanted to ask you. You said politics in art can kill the artist in a person.
Yeah. Well, my answer to that is, what do you do? What is your work about? All artists should ask that question. What is your work about, and how is it affecting life? How does it affect friends? How does it affect the situation that we're in right now? Hunger. Does it have anything to do with getting rid of hunger? Does it have anything to do with child abuse, which, you know, we're very big into? Policemen are killing young men every day, and people are being bombed. Children are being caught between wars, which are no longer on battlefields. And they happen right in cities. But anyway, all artists should ask themselves, and I'm sure they do, and is it effectively, and if it's not, bump it up.